This is Radio Nepal. I'm T. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Nepal police arrest 8 persons, including Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal chairperson Kamal Thapa, for breaching restricted area during demonstration in Kathmandu. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma will simultaneously lay foundation stone of 64 road projects in Madhya Province, warns of terminating contract agreement if Sunkoshi Marine Diversion Multipurpose Project construction delays. Monsoon that entered Nepal 15 days earlier to remain inactive for next 7 days. And Hamas-run health minister says 31 people die after Israeli forces attack near Gaza Aid Center. Now the news in detail. 8 persons, including chairperson of the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal, Kamal Thapa, have been arrested from Naksal area of Kathmandu today. They were arrested in course of demonstration. According to Apil Raj Bohra, Kathmandu Valley Police spokesperson, the police arrested chairperson Thapa and leaders and cadres of his party as they breached the restricted area. Those arrested are the members of the House of Representatives, Deepak Singh and Sila Rana, Rakesh Basnet, Ram Chandra Lami Sane, Binod Kapali and Saroj Timol Sina. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party and the Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal have been demonstrating in the capital city for some days. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli today simultaneously laid the foundation stone for 64 large-scale road construction projects based in the Madhya Province. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone virtually during a special ceremony organized in Janakpur Dham by the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure Development of Madhya Province. As is stated by the Infrastructure Development Ministry, a total of 320-kilometer road of black-topped roads will be constructed in 64 provincial constituencies across 8 districts of Madhya Province. Speaking on the occasion, Prime Minister said that the contract agreement with the contractor will be terminated if the Sunkoshi Marine Diversion Multipurpose Project was delayed. Once completed, the project is likely to provide irrigation facility to 122,000 hectares of land in Rautahar, Dhanusa, Mahottari, Sarlahi and Para districts of Madhya Province. The Department of Hydrology and Meteorology, through its Meteorological Forecasting Division, has stated that the monsoon, which entered Nepal 15 days earlier than the average date, will now remain inactive for the next 7 days. According to the division, the monsoon that entered from the eastern Nepal on Thursday night has spread over most of the Kosi province, and there is a possibility of reduced rainfall and increased heat as it is likely to remain inactive for about a week. Meteorologist Hari Prasad Dahal at the division stated that with the monsoon spreading in the Kosi province, from Monday is becoming dormant for a few days with less predicted rainfall. The heavy rainfall that occurred in the eastern region of the country on the day the monsoon arrived has also triggered flooding and landslides, causing damage to infrastructures. Rajendra B. Roy, the founding chairperson and CEO of Karnali Vikas Bank, has been arrested for embezzling depositors' money. A team deployed by the Nepal Police Central Investigation Bureau arrested him on the 31st of May from Belhia Ward No. 6 of Siddharthanagar Municipality in Rupandehi. The Bureau spokesperson and information officer Yuvraj Khadka said further investigation is underway against Raya in coordination with Nepal Rashtra Bank under the Banking Offences and Punishment Act. According to the police, Raya, who has been the board of directors and chairperson on several occasions, had embezzled more than 2.5 billion rupees from depositors and was absconding. Senior literature and musician Ganesh Rasik passed away today at the age of 78. According to musician Bulu Makarang, Rasik died at 11 a.m. at Nepal Cancer Hospital in Harisiddhi of Lalitpur while receiving treatment for prostate cancer. Makarang said that the funeral of Rasik will be held after his daughter returns from Britain. His mortal remains are currently kept at the Teaching Hospital in Maharajganj. born in Chinnamakhu of Bhojpur on the 20th of September in 1947. Rasik moved to Ilam during the 50s. About 5 decades ago, Rasik, who came into the music scene from the Lekhali group, established himself as a poet, lyricist, musician, writer, essayist, and travel writer. Some of Rasik's creations have also been included in the school textbooks. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Fiber Internet, Nepal Telecom go back. Internet, TV, telephone, data, ekasa.
Karma TV, henus, ya internet, chalaunus, phone garnus, data, chalaunus, sajilota, ekasa.
Fiber Internet, tibra gati ko sansar. Telephone, internet, TV, sabai kurama bharma. Nepal Telecom ko Fiber Internet. नयाँ जडान गर्न तथा मर्मत गर्न घरमै बसी बसी 198 डायल गरे पुग्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार.
वेलकम ब्याक. नाउ द रिमेनिंग न्यूज. The Bhoto Jatra Festival has been celebrated today. The cultural festival includes the ritual of displaying of the legendary gem-studded Bhoto, were first believed to belong to the Ratomachindranath, the deity of good harvest. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Portal witnessed the chariot procession of Ratomachindranath and paid homage to the living goddess Kumari. The Ministry of Home Affairs gave a public holiday today in the three districts of the Kathmandu Valley on the occasion of the Bhoto Jatra Festival. The Gandaki Province government has once again called on agitating transport entrepreneurs to engage in dialogue to find a solution to the ongoing protest. Speaking at a press conference held today at the Ministry of Infrastructure Development and Transport again called the transport entrepreneurs for talks. They have been protesting since Friday against the legalization of ride-sharing services. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. At least 31 people have been killed after Israeli tanks opened fire near an aid center in Gaza. The BBC cited Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry as saying that 31 people were killed this morning at the aid distribution center. The health ministry said more than 200 people arrived at hospital, with dozens needing treatment for serious injuries. According to the Red Cross Hospital in Rafah, 150 Palestinians have also been injured. The U.S. and Israel-backed Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which runs the aid center, says the reports are fabricated. The Israeli military says they are unaware of any injuries caused by their fire within the aid distribution site. Ukraine claims to have hit more than 40 Russian bomber planes in a drone attack. The BBC cited Ukraine's security service as saying that enemy strategic bombers are burning en masse in Russia, and the large-scale special operation is aimed at destroying bomber aircraft. Russian media is reporting the attack in Murmansk and Irkutsk, but says air defenses are working. Ukrainian authorities report 472 drones and 7 ballistic and cruise missiles were involved in an attack on the country last night in what appears to be one of the largest Russian drone attacks. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be partly to generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of Kusi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, along with the hilly regions of the country and at one or two places of the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal police arrest 8 persons, including Rashtriya Prajatantra Party Nepal chairperson Kamal Thapa, for breaching restricted area during demonstration in Kathmandu. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli simultaneously lays foundation stone of 64 road projects in Madhya Province, warns of terminating contract agreement if Sunkosi Marine Diversion Multipurpose Project construction delays. Monsoon that entered Nepal 15 days earlier to remain inactive for next 7 days. And Hamas-run health minister says 31 people die after Israeli forces attack near Gaza Aid Center. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.